Nancy Grace joins us right now. She's been following the case since the beginning. You know, that's fascinating because Mr. Koberger, did not submit to being swabbed or giving DNA. But, Nancy, it sounds like from what I've heard, according to various press sources, it sounds like they went through the criminal DNA database. They didn't have a hit. But they went through the publicly available things like 23andMe or Ancestry or whatever. And apparently a family member did. And so that was the DNA they found at the crime scene.
Absolutely. This relative apparently had not only submitted their DNA to find out their ancestry, but had put it out there publicly to, I guess, find long-lost relatives. And that may be how cops connect
right.
to him.
Maybe.
Not him necessarily, but someone related to him. And then they find, wow, who's related to him in this area? Then they find out he's driving a white Elantra, and that was the nail in the coffin so far. But I believe, as do you, that there will be significant data from mobile phone towers.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the geofencing that you and I talked about way back when as what the cops should do, but I believe they will be able to place Koberger on many different occasions around the victims
yeah.
as he spied, watched, and stalked them. I mean, we all looked at that video of them at the food truck. What we didn't see was who was beyond that perimeter. You don't know how far away he was standing and staring at them on many occasions. And I believe one of those locations
right.
is going to be that parking lot behind their home.
Unbelievable. I read that there were a number of pings for him adjacent to the suspect, or rather to the victims, and so that is very curious. But ultimately, Nancy, if he's going to waive extradition, he thinks he can beat this because, as we've heard these stories about, he studied criminology and DNA and forensics, and he was wearing gloves around at grocery stores. He probably thought, I outsmarted them. But, you know, if Aunt Edna gave up the DNA to 23andMe or somebody like that, that could ultimately have been the thing that undid him.
Absolutely. There's no way you can convince me that there's not one single trace of evidence in that Elantra.
Yeah.
I mean, he may be brilliant, but there's no way he can clean that Elantra to get rid of every single trace of evidence. And we believe, the perp left the scene in that Elantra.
Let's see. They're going to unveil the document later today, the charging document, and we'll know what they've got. Nancy, thank you very much.